Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Your generosity extended the love of God in a surprising way on that morning of August the 31st. To a sailor out of India on the waters off Mexico, heard a promise of God because you helped the delivery system of God's love in the world. Generosity is exactly that, God's delivery system of a message revealed from the heart of one who's willing to know that your life is more than simply you, but it includes others of how you can partner with them to live their best life. The author of The Little Prince put it this way: if you want to build a ship, don't tell the men to drum up and just gather the wood and bark out orders and organize them into work details, but teach them how to fall in love with the vastness of the sea and to see the beauty of the ocean. The sense of the big picture of what this world is about and how we can play a part in the world is exactly where God's love instills a promise for each of us. God cast a vision for the breadth and the depth and the height of his love in Jesus Christ. And that as we fall in love with this gift of God, then we find our hearts overflowing with the generosity because the Christ has gotten a hold of us and has changed us from the inside out. And we can only grow in our love for God as we grow in our love for people. We can only grow in our love for people as we are willing to extend the resources of our time and our treasures and our talents with others. It's how God connects us together and centers us that generosity reveals God's love. What are you revealing from your life? How are people able to get a glimpse of God's love by the generosity from your life? To think of the vision of how what some people can only see of God is what comes through you. The vision then is clear for us to make a choice. If we look at the upside and the downside of what our heart can reveal, we take a synonym of generosity and the antonym, the opposite of that. We see that sharing, unselfishness, the kindness are extensions of generosity, of love in our world. The opposite of that would be being selfish and charitable, ungenerous and meager. Think of the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. In the love chapter, Paul, the same one who wrote the passage of Romans 13 that you heard read earlier in the worship by Ross and Carol, he said, now love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. That's generosity. When I was in high school and was wanting to really wow Vicky with a love letter, I knew I needed language beyond my own, and so I pulled out my Bible and I opened it up to 1 Corinthians 13, and I was struck dumb that in the King James Version, it used the word charity and not love, and I thought, I don't know how to write a love letter now. Only to discover that the word charity is that synonym for love. It is a sense of the charity, the generosity of love is being expressed in these ways. So here's our step into the message. Now in Romans, which the Apostle Paul wrote, the Apostle Paul is telling his own story of how he had been a very self-centered person without knowing he was self-centered. He thought he was overflowing in his devotion for God by being a terrorist, one who would kill, who would undermine, who would gossip, who would lie, who would slander, who would libel the followers of Christ, thinking that he was serving the living Lord God, only to discover that in God's generous love for Paul, then called Saul, on a road to Damascus, his life was turned upside down by a generous revelation of God in which Saul became blind, physically blind, so he would realize that he was spiritually blind. And when he gathered, he regained his vision by the kindness of God and the work of another man. He realized that his generous love no longer hated the people, but now loved the people whom he once had persecuted. His whole life was transformed by generosity. And so he was a bondservant. He was indebted, as he would describe time and again in Romans and elsewhere in his ministry, that the debt that he had to pay, he could never fully repay because God was continuing to replenish his heart with love. That's what you've discovered in life, isn't it? Troy Jesse is going to give a powerful sharing a little later in our service, just as an overflow of the means of the generosity grabbing his heart. The sense of we can't outgive God because God is always giving his love, and that love is always on the outflow, and that it's the generosity of being kind and gracious, extending our talents, our time into the care of others in small ways and in big ways. First, generosity reaches out. God does not give up on us, but generously seeks to rescue while we are in trouble. The power of God's rescue system is then his love is reaching out. God sends out his people to reach out. The 100-plus ministries of Trinity Baptist Church are God's generosity of love extending across the streets of San Antonio and in regions around the world, even in ways that God may structure the laws of his universe to create a radio message on the last of the summer season of 2018. To ricochet through the atmospheric pressures to touch the heart of a sailor from India in Mexico. Who could have thought of that? But the generosity of God. The sense that your life will always be ricocheting God's truth spoken in hard situations as you allow your heart's love to reveal that hope into the lives of others. Paul wrote it this way in Romans 5. In this letter, he writes of the highest form of love 14 times, agape love. It is the generous love of God that has no end. It is the form of the agape love, the extension of God's love in the lives of people that then has its constant spring source for us. God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Now, this is part of how it works. God pours his love into your heart by his own gracious love, through the Holy Spirit's gift. And as we allow then his love to penetrate us and change us, then that love is just demonstrated. But if we dam up the love inside of us by holding on to the old ways of being selfish and me without including you, then we discover that that love loses its power within us. Because Paul went on to say in verse 8 of chapter 5 that God demonstrated his own love. He showed his love. He revealed this love that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God saw a time in my life that I was more than simply being somebody who was lost. He envisioned the time that I could be found. He realized that there was a hope for me when it seemed to be a time of despair. That God sees the best possibility for you by envisioning through the Messiah mission in Christ to not leave you in being lost in despair, not leaving you in sin, but giving you the generous expression of grace and forgiveness and a new day that's coming, the day that he himself creates for us. We think of this, that how we have to take part in it. Now, the illustration then of the Good Samaritan. Here is the story of Jesus told about a person coming down from Jerusalem, descending 4,000 feet in elevation through a treacherous road. He's beaten up, left for dead, robbed, that man. Two people came by and wrongly thought that they were better than trying to help this man. And then there was a man who knew what it was like to be beaten up on the side of the road, who knew what it was like for people to hold prejudice against him, a man from Samaria, a man from seeming no place, but belonged on that road and helped the beaten man. You know this story. It's called the Good Samaritan principle. There are laws that are created by this Good Samaritan story. And his generosity of time, the risk of his life, the risk of his reputation, and paying for the hospital bill for the recovery was a generosity of God's love reaching out through the Samaritan into the life of another, and Jesus told the parable that has changed the world. Generosity has the power to change a sinful world into a healed world. And that generosity is God's power inside you. see the generous vision that God has for you to reach out. Secondly, generosity centers us. It centers us in God's durability. God cannot be defeated. He can be deterred. He can be nailed to the cross. He'll be buried in the grave. And in God's generous vision of a victory of life over death, love over hate, grace over sin, he rises from the tomb in the victory to say, I win. Be on my team. The generosity centers us in God's durability. And so Paul will write. He'll write to a despairing people underneath persecution there in Rome to say, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's generosity is durable. Now, if we simply say, I know I got to give, I got to be a good boy, got to be a good girl, got to do the right thing, I need to do this, I need to do that, you get exhausted because it's just out of our own human power. We run out. But if it is the love of God in our heart, then it will flow itself out and we'll stretch ourselves. And we'll discover that if we're doing things in the act of being kind and generous in ways that were different from the past, and it feels good. And we want to do more of it. Because God, we can't outgive the generosity of God's love that will center us in an uncentered world, that will connect us in the power of his presence. It's durable. That's why Jesus told the parable of the loving father, the elder son, and the prodigal son. The loving father had that generous love, not to give up, though he could not rescue his boy, but he could pray and hope and send out messages of love that the home would be open when he would choose to come home. And he threw the party of generosity. The elder brother, staying behind, you know this story. He was lost in his own selfishness, the lack of a vision of what God would provide, because he never had caught the heart of his father's love. And he had lost by his own protection and anger and envy and resentment. That's why there's no law against the generosity of love. It is the power to revolutionize. Now, thirdly, generosity will connect us. It will connect us to each other. We're all in this together. It will place us into God's big picture, that to have the generosity to pray for others. The sense of getting out of our own worries and concerns, our own aches and pains, into the life of another, and in that moment to pray, we discover that prayer is the language of God's love, touching into the hearts of others, connecting us to them. Paul, as he wraps up this letter, he wraps it up with the words of, I'm about to head with an offering, and I would like for you to contribute to the offering, because back in Jerusalem, I mean, back on the other side of the Mediterranean Sea, there are Christian brothers and sisters that you have not met in person. You probably will not meet them in person, but they're just like you, with skin and bone and bleed when cut. Their stomachs will ache when they do not have food. There's a famine going on. And because they're followers of the Christ, they're not getting jobs in the marketplace. We're taking up an offering in the European world of new Christians, and we're sending it, and I'm going to take it in person there, I'm going to risk my life to do that. And yes, I know that there are many of those Christians in Jerusalem that haven't gotten over the fact that you didn't first have to have your faith stamped by the imprint of first becoming a Jewish Christian. I know that. I know there's some people that have a prejudice against you, but you can show your difference. You can show your difference by not mimicking their stinginess. You can show your goodness by extending your love to them. Give them the gift and see what God will do. They did, and it made that difference. Generosity has the power of creating conversion in the hearts of people, stretches us into a larger world. Vicki has been helping us to organize old photographs and letters And as we've been going through them, seeing memories that I haven't seen for a long time, and one of them was I was in the fourth grade, and it was a wonderful memory of being invited by the Beasley family and by Mr. Beasley and Jake, who was my age, to head up to Colorado and be on a fishing trip and to hike up there, and a place I'd never been before and wouldn't have gotten to except for their generosity. And our elementary school principal, Mr. Currington, was on the trip too. It was just the four of us. We had a camper. I mean, we cooked out and had peanut butter sandwiches, and I'm the middle guy in this photograph trying to fish. And what struck me through the course of that journey and has since was the generosity of an invitation to a little boy to a bigger world. The inclusion to an adventure that could set my heart ablaze with a hope of kindness. It's the sense of being able to capture that moment. Now, at the very next moment, literally in our house, Jack was spending the night with us. It was like 4 a.m. Vicky calls out from the other room and says, there's 2 inches of water on our floor. So I made sure that Jack was in charge, give him a mop and a pail and help pull it all up, you know. He stayed in bed, and, you know, she went downstairs and cleaned up what was coming through, and I stayed upstairs, and an hour later, it was at least better than it was, and a person with Troy's ability may be able to touch it with restorative power. You know, earlier in our marriage, I would have liked, what? What's going on here? But when you've looked through photographs and you recall the kind of journey of life, you just know that stuff comes with the territory of life. That stuff just happens. It's how we recover. The generosity is the sense of knowing there's an adventure with every disturbance. There is hope with every tug of disappointment. That God has the power to connect us to each other. So, here's your continued challenge. Share God's love with another person this week. Extend a love to them. Say, may I pray for you? Or, how can I help you? What's something that I can do that would be meaningful to you? Or you see a need and you reach out and you grab a person just before they're about to fall. You see a frown and a tear coming from the corner of their eyes, and you just put your arm around them. Or the offering that you give today will be involved in ministries of Jesus Christ, helping to feed people, serve the gospel, extend hope and the power. The generosity of you're asking someone to come with you in worship. The generosity of extending the invitation to come sit with me, worship with me, connect with me. And the power of God's love and the wonder and majesty of worship. Extending an invitation into the life of another because you see a generous vision of what God can do and you have a part to play in their lives. It's the wonder of generosity because you can't give out, you can't outgive God. Generosity does speak the truth. It speaks the truth, and it is the only truth that will win in the ultimate day of Christ in Judgment Day. The generosity of Christ's love poured out into our lives, the generosity that got a hold of us and extended his love into the world. Lord Jesus, we're your people. Grow your generosity in our lives. Let's pray. You give us the capacity to love, and we are grateful that you trust us with this love. We thank you that we can come to an invitation, and it's your generous offering to say yes to you. That you take us as we are, and you make us more than what we would be on our own. You give us that gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the drama of now. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.